Crowds of people spent their May Day in the streets of Seattle marching and protesting for various causes. 88.5's Simone Alisea spent the day with the 18th Annual Labor and Immigration March.
I saw your sign. Your sign looks really cool. Are you with a group?
Not technically.
May 1st is Shannon Chang's birthday. Normally she's out of town or hanging out with friends, but on this May Day, she's standing by herself in the rain at a muddy Judkins Park. She's carrying a sign. On one side it says, "Nobody is nobody." And on the other side it says, "Everybody is somebody."
But whenever I've traveled outside the country, you know, May Day is a big deal. And everybody has the same dreams fundamentally, you know? We just want to be comfortable and safe and have our families be the same way.
Like a lot of people at May Day, Chang only started organizing and participating in marches after the election. There are a lot of different signs with a lot of different commands this year. Workers unite, stop deportations, and also resist Trump. But unlike some other recent marches, May Day, and particularly the Labor and Immigration March, have a very strong tradition in Seattle. Gilda Blanco is chanting at her 11th May Day.
Make me feel so excited in the bringing people here and then seeing a lot of faces I never see before. This is what we do here in Seattle. This is how democracy looks like.
So it's not like no one's taking any away from anyone else.
No, we know there are fight. It's only one fight.
For everyone I spoke to, that was the main message of May Day, to support workers and immigrants, but also to find where that support intersects. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.